Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting second. The right fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nick Lipscomb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Huffman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Trotter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Trotter. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Silber. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Bell reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a pop-up towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Appling reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing first base. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Lipscomb moves to second. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. Lipscomb moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lipscomb scores. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Connors. Allen moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lipscomb hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Clift moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey is walked intentionally. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotter hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Connors hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Connors moves to third. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sugarcane now pitching. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Silber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Silber moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Silber scores. Allen moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Clift moves to second. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Walker moves to second. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hayes scores. Walker moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. There goes Dykes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Huffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Carey moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Silber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Browns. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Allen reaches second base with a double. Silber moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Silber. The slide. Sewell applies the tag. Silber is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cain moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cain scores. Hayes moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Browns, 6. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Klift moves to second. Two outs. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Appling moves to second. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Connors hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Jim Walkup now pitching. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Silber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Haupel now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Krivic scores. Walker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-6, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Bell moves to second. It's 9-7, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lipscomb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Huffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Connors hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Luke Appel. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Tom Kafko pinch runs for Jim Bottomley. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Kafko moves to third. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kafko scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-8, White Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.